Hello, hello. In today's Good Life update, we've got a couple of fun segments for you. Starting off, kicking off with a special guest riff from my friend and cousin and neighbor, New York Times bestselling author of many books. His latest is called It's All Relative, which is a pretty cool exploration of family and what that really means and how we define it. AJ Jacobs is in the house, and I asked him to share some thoughts on this idea of family, how we define it, how the way we define it can profoundly connect us to people around the world or even isolate us from people either next door or on the other side of the planet, and offer some ideas that might help us kind of live more comfortably and see the humanity in others. So I'm going to turn it over to AJ in just a few short seconds for a fun and informative guest riff and our science update. Also, some breaking research. You guys know that I geek out on research and especially on the way that sort of vitality practices can affect us. We've got some really cool new research on how exercise affects one particular part of the brain as we age. So make sure you stay tuned for that as well. And really excited to share this. As always, I'm Jonathan Fields, and this is Good Life Project.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good Life Project is sponsored by the ADHD Aha podcast hosted by Laura Key. So I've been kind of amazed at how many conversations I've had lately with people later in life who are wondering if they have ADHD. It can be hard to understand what ADHD is by looking at a list of symptoms. So in each episode of ADHD Aha, you'll hear heartfelt interviews about the unexpected, emotional, even funny ways that ADHD symptoms surface for adults. Like the recent episode with ADHD coach Emily Weinberg, which really resonated with me. Her story about how she was thinking she was, quote, just lazy before her diagnosis because she wasn't hyperactive really struck a chord. Her feeling frozen and stuck, ruminating on mounting to-do lists is just so relatable for so many people. It's really validating to hear others articulate those experiences. Each episode of ADHD Aha features candid tales of realizing that you or a loved one has ADHD. You'll hear the unexpected, emotional ways that it manifests in adults through heartfelt interviews. ADHD Aha captures the authentic human experience of ADHD. So if you want a fresh, personal perspective that embraces the messiness, listen to ADHD Aha. Search for ADHD Aha in your podcast app. That's ADHD Aha with Aha spelled A-H-A. It's an aha moment you won't miss.
Hello, I'm AJ Jacobs. I'm a writer. I just wrote a book about family called It's All Relative. And that's what I wanted to riff on today, is a little bit about family. And it started about 4 years ago. I got a very strange email that radically changed the way I thought about family and had a big impact on me in general. And the email said, "You don't know me, but I'm your eighth cousin." So immediately, I'm suspicious. I figure he's going to ask me to wire $10,000 to his Nigerian bank. But it turns out that this guy was legitimate, and he is part of this group of people who are building the biggest family tree in history, with literally millions of people from dozens of countries, hundreds of ethnic groups, all connected together on this one family tree. And I love, this blew me away. And I said, this has to be my next project and the topic of my next book. Because these are, it's such an epic undertaking. The biggest family tree is now 270 million people, all connected by blood and marriage. And in about 10 years, we're probably going to have a true world family tree that connects every single person on Earth. And it's made possible because of breakthroughs in DNA testing. 5 million Americans have had these DNA tests. And it's also technology. The internet has allowed us to collaborate. So there are thousands of people working on this one jigsaw puzzle at the same time. And what I love about it is that it's proving that very simple but profound idea that we've known all our lives. We humans are one big family. And, you know, it's almost a cliche, but now it's concrete. Now we can see it. And scientists say the farthest cousin you have on Earth is probably about a 70th cousin. But that's just by blood. Then there's also by marriage. And this is where I find it fun. It's you can figure out how you're connected to almost anyone on Earth using these vast trees. So, for instance, Barack Obama is my fifth great aunt's husband's brother's wife's seventh great nephew. That's literally how we're connected. So I love, you know, we're practically brothers. I'm not sure why he's not hanging out with me more now that he's out of office. But it's the ultimate social network. It's like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but everyone's Kevin Bacon. And what I love about this is it made me feel like I was part of something larger. And I think one of the biggest, and Jonathan has talked about this, one of the biggest problems we face as humans is tribalism. We are obsessed with our differences instead of focusing on the 99.9% of DNA we share. We are obsessed with us versus them thinking, in-group, out-group, black versus white, rural versus city, country versus country. And this tribalism, it's making us unhappy and it's preventing us from working on the really huge crises that need worldwide cooperation, like the climate crisis or poverty or pandemic diseases. So I think we need to reconceive of us as the human family. It's not going to solve all our problems, but I think it will really push us in the right direction. And there is empirical evidence of this. There's a great study by Harvard social scientists last year where they took Palestinians and Israelis and showed them how closely they were related. And the control group, the people who were told they were really closely related and showed how, they treated each other with more kindness. They were more open to negotiation. So it was a really remarkable result. And Jonathan actually talks about cognitive biases a lot, which I am obsessed with as well. And it turns out family is a bit of a cognitive bias. There's a great writer named Cass Sunstein. He wrote the co-wrote the book Nudge, and he's a behavioral economist. He's a law professor. He talks about how this project, the global family, is exploiting, this is his words, exploiting the family heuristic. So the family heuristic is that you treat your cousins, your brother, your sister better than strangers. You give them the benefit of the doubt. You're just more open to them. So you exploit the family heuristic by triggering the positive emotions of close family and apply it to the big world of distant strangers. So whenever you're irritated by a stranger on the subway or enraged by someone of a different point of view, you should consider that they are your cousins. You share probably a 10th great-grandfather, maybe a 12th great-grandfather. If you have kids, your kids are going to be related. I've seen this in action many times. I'll give you one very trivial example, but it's, I think, instructive. You know Judge Judy, the TV personality? I always found her incredibly abrasive, just obnoxious, nails on the chalkboard. Well, it turned out, I figured out she's my 9th cousin. And it totally changed my perspective. I'm like, you know what? She's just being Judge Judy. She's just doing a shtick. She's probably a sweetheart underneath. And it made me more, it opened my mind. It opened my heart. And I hope that this broadening, this feeling can be applied to everyone, not just Judge Judy. And I think a related idea about family that I found when researching this book is we should not just broaden our notion of the global family. We have to broaden our notion of what family is, and that family can come in all shapes and sizes. And we've seen an explosion of this recently with gay marriage and open adoption, sperm donors where the kids have like 42 step half-siblings or diblings, they call them, donor siblings. And I love this, actually. As my ninth cousin three times removed, Hillary Clinton says, it takes a village. So to me, the more people who are in your family, the better. One of my favorite stories in the book is these twins born in Korea, separated at birth, both raised by white families in America. And they found each other in their late 20s on Facebook. Had a mutual friend who said, you guys look eerily similar. What's going on here? And they met up and did a test. And indeed, they are identical twins. Now, what's interesting is they tried to contact their biological mother in Korea, but she was not interested for whatever reason. But they said, I loved this quote. They said, that's okay. We have at least five other mothers. We've got the mother who raised me, my identical twins' mother. One of them is an actress who has a manager she calls a momager. And I love this idea that the family can be expansive. It doesn't even have to be biological. The writer Armistead Maupin talked about logical families versus biological families. And the logical family can be anyone. It can be your work family. It can be someone you share an interest with. And this notion of two opposite gender parents with 2.5 kids, there's nothing natural about it. There's nothing set about it. So this book, this project has made me open my eyes to the definition of family. It's made me less tribal. And as part of the project, I actually threw what I call the Global Family Reunion, where I got 10,000 people from around the world at 40 different events, all simultaneously singing We Are Family by Sister Sledge. I sang it very softly because no one needs to hear my singing voice. But even though I was singing softly, I believe it deeply, and it made my life better, and I hope it makes yours better too. Thanks, cousin.
And that was today's super-duper guest riff from my friend, my neighbor, my cousin, because we're all cousins, A.J. Jacobs, author of It's All Relative, sharing ideas around family. Excited to segue into our science update, where we're going to be talking about how one particular type of exercise affects one particular part of the brain.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Good Life Project is sponsored by Lumi. So listen, we have all had those awkward moments where a BO strikes at the worst possible time. I'm often actually out in nature when I'm exercising, so I don't even notice it when I'm out. And then I walk in the door, kind of start to wrinkle my nose, and then I'm like, oh, wait a minute, that's actually me. That is why I'm so thankful I discovered Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. This revolutionary product, it was actually invented by an OBGYN who wanted a solution for her patients struggling with private odor. But Lumi doesn't just work, quote, down there. It provides incredible 72-hour protection for your entire body using mandelic acid. I kid you not, this stuff is a game changer. Lumi is safe and effective for pits, for feet, you name it. And as someone who's tried it, I can attest that it seriously works. The fresh scents are just an added bonus. So if you're ready to say goodbye to BO for good, try Lumi Starter Pack. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash, dishwash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code GOODLIFE at LumiDeodorant.com. Don't miss your chance to experience the relief of true full body freshness that equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com or just click the link in the show notes and use the code GOODLIFE. Good Life Project is sponsored by Quince. So my wife actually originally introduced me to Quince because she loves their clothing, and I have been hooked ever since. I literally lived in their Mongolian cashmere ribbed beanie and pullover hoodie pretty much all winter. And as the weather warms up, I wanted more breathable summer pieces without overpaying. And Quince has just the super high quality items like linen shirts, performance polos, activewear at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the middleman to pass savings to customers. Actually just ordered a new European linen long sleeve button down shirt. Super excited to get that. And I'm always just so amazed at how they can keep their prices so affordable while the quality remains really high. So if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe, I highly recommend you try Quince. Go to quince.com/GLP for free shipping on your order and a 365-day return. That's quince.com/GLP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/GLP or just click the link in the show notes. Trust me, your wardrobe will thank you. And welcome back to today's Good Life Science Update. If you're new here, these are short little bursts where I share my complete geekiness around science, keeping up on research, especially any research that touches on how we live a good life, sometimes connected to vitality, sometimes connection, sometimes contribution, our three good life buckets. Today, we are diving into some research that is around the vitality bucket, more specifically, kind of an interesting connection between a specific type of research and a specific function in the brain. So we've known for a long time that exercise can be good for our bodies. We've known for a long time that exercise can be good for our brains. It can also be good cosmetically or for other reasons if you want. It can feel amazing if you're doing something that makes you feel awesome, that you really love to do. It can add something nourishing and passion filling to your life if you choose to actually set it up that way. This particular research focuses on one very specific type of exercise and the way that it affects the brain in a very specific way. This was done by researchers at Australia's National Institute of Complementary Medicine at Western Sydney University, the Division of Psych and Mental Health at the University of Manchester in the UK. So jointly, they were looking at how aerobic exercise, right? So our running, our cycling, our swimming, stuff like that, quote, cardio. What they were looking at was how that type of movement affects a very particular part of the brain. And that part of the brain is known as the hippocampus. Now, why do you care about your hippocampus? Aside from the fact that it conjures up images of a large animal that lives in the deep recesses of your brain, the hippocampus is actually one of the areas of your brain that is really important in memory. And similar to other parts of your brain, what we know is that once you hit the middle years of life, generally somewhere right around 40 or so, not exactly, but right around there for most people, there is a natural process of your brain actually shrinking. Yes, it's true. And in fact, for every 10 years or so, the research shows us that the brain can shrink around 5%. So if that starts happening around 40, then when you're around 50, you're 5% smaller. When you're around 60, you're potentially 12% smaller than the original. Why 12 and not 10? Because it's 5% off of the originally already 5% smaller brain. So, you know, plot this out to 60, 70, 80, and you realize that your brain starts to shrivel into something smaller. And as it does so, it very often loses function. And one of the critical functions that it loses is memory. And part of that, it's hypothesized at least, is that it goes along with a shrinking, a decrease in the functionality and the size of this thing called the hippocampus. So the question these researchers were looking at were, in different types of people, would aerobic exercise in any way affect what happens with the hippocampus? Would it stop it from shrinking? Would it maintain it where it is? Would it potentially even grow it bigger. Because we've actually seen now that certain types of exercise can actually help to release a chemical in the brain called, shorthanded as BDNF, which is short for brain-derived neurotrophic factor. That's why we shorthand it as BDNF, which has been described as a miracle grow for the brain. It's something that actually can not only slow brain deterioration, but also let the brain grow new neurons, new brain cells. So here's what the actual researchers did. They got together about 740 people, and they scanned their brains both before they were doing the exercise, and these were aerobic exercise programs, and after, because they wanted to see what was happening with them. There was three different groups of people. There were people who were just kind of like your average middle-aged adults. There were folks who had diagnoses, actual clinical diagnoses of various mental illness and conditions. And there were folks with what they would call mild cognitive impairment, including folks with Alzheimer's. And these people ranged from about 25 to 75 years of age. The average skewed towards the older side of that, so mid-60s. And the amount of time was pretty wide-ranging. So this is more of a correlational study. And what they looked at was people generally exercise. They did their aerobic exercise anywhere from 2 to 5 times a week. And from anywhere from about a quarter or a season or, like about 3 months to up to 2 years, the exercise varied from the stuff that I mentioned before. Treadmill running, cycling, walking, stuff like that. Anything that would sort of qualify as aerobic exercise. So what happened? Well, the results were kind of fascinating in this particular study. Turns out that exercise actually did, in fact, increase the size of a part of the hippocampus in these folks, the left side, the left region of the hippocampus. And what that shows us is that exercise may be really important in preventing the shrinkage of the sort of natural shedding of brain tissue that tends to happen over time as we age. One of the researchers, actually lead researcher Joseph Firth, quoted as saying, when you exercise, you produce a chemical called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which may help prevent age-related decline by reducing the deterioration of the brain. Our data showed that rather than actually increasing the size of the hippocampus per se, the main brain benefits are due to aerobic exercise slowing down the deterioration in brain size. In other words, exercise can be seen as a maintenance program for the brain. So pretty interesting, right? We don't like to accept the fact that there are certain sort of processes that get sort of set in motion in the human body through simply the process of living, not even just abusing our bodies, not eating poorly or doing, this is through the process of living. Living takes a toll on us. You know, one of the reasons that we die, even if we live well, is that the process of living is also the process of dying. There are certain things that happen in our body that lead to states of decline. Now, we've researched, and there's a ton of research going on to try and figure out how to slow this or change it, and maybe one day even reverse it. Although the questions revolved around that, the ethical questions and whether you would actually want that to happen are myriad, and we won't dive into them. But one of the things that we've come to accept is that there are certain processes, long-term processes of decline that tend to get set in motion in the middle years of the average human being's life. And one of the really cool things that we're discovering is that there may be very simple, natural, completely free, readily available solutions like simple aerobic exercise on a regular basis that have the effect of potentially slowing or even stopping this process of decline and maybe even to a certain extent reversing it. And what we're seeing here is in one particular part of the brain that is heavily responsible for memory, aerobic exercise is critically important. So start to do it not just because you want to feel better and feel strong and be able-bodied, but because you want your brain to function well and to remember all the stuff you really want to remember. As always, something to think about. And as always, we will include a direct link to the full study in our show notes so that fellow science geeks like me can actually take a look through the detailed protocol and the detailed analysis of the research done. I hope you find this interesting. Thanks so much for hanging out and joining us for today's guest riff from A.J. Jacobs and today's science update. I'm Jonathan Fields. I'll talk to you next week. Hey, thanks so much for listening, and thanks also to our fantastic sponsors who help make this show possible. You can check them out in the links we've included in today's show notes. And while you're at it, be sure to click on the subscribe button in your listening app so you never miss an episode, and then share the Good Life Project love with friends. Because when ideas become conversations that lead to action, that's when real change takes hold. See you next time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.